everybody. Welcome back into Vikings Connected. We are back in a big way. My name's Erin Newberg. This is Chris Hockey. Lots coming up this week.
Well, we've been gone a while. We needed a big show. So we're bringing back Vikings karaoke with Everson Griffin, and he sings like an angel.
Yes, he does. And Words with Teammates is back, and this is a big one.
This is a pretty big one. We've got Teddy Bridgewater. And who's his teammate?
Tay Diggs. Yeah, and then we're also back. I feel like we're back. Like, the team's going to be back. This is huge. Yeah. We're headed down to Jacksonville this weekend.
That's the answer, exactly.
Yeah. Right? And you know what we do in Jacksonville?
We take it to the limit.
The first year, we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
All right, so this is everything you shouldn't have missed on social media the past few weeks. It's time to get connected, and we're going to start with one that even if you have seen this, it never gets old.
Poor Bernie.
Now, I mean, Bernie, right?
I do, and he's a great guy, and he told me he didn't know what he was thinking. He just he got clobbered, and B-Rob actually tried to miss him. A bit of a swerve out of the way.
Right.
But Linville's hungry.
Yeah, he was just focused. He had tunnel vision. He was. If I saw that guy running at me, I mean, I'm surprised he lived to tell the story.
He's fine. He got a few rug burns from the turf on his face, but other than that, he's 100% fine. But that made national news.
And now you know you got Linville. Jeff Locke says, looks like Jimmy Fallon got me again on Fallon tonight. The superlatives.
Superlatives. Most likely to be the love child of Clay Aiken and the Elf on the Shelf. I mean, come on. That's perfect.
I've never thought that before until Jimmy brought it.
And he's a good sport, obviously. He brings it up himself.
But really, there is a lot of resemblance.
Hey, you're on Fallon.
Yep.
Look at this. So you drop the pass, and then you kick the ball, and it hits him right in the hinder.
Not even in the hinder, like the center.
Right spot. And what do you call that back where you grew up?
I don't know.
Painful. That's what I call it. I don't know what you would call it. Look at that.
I feel
and
like
the poor
I know
guy.
Some words I can't say out loud.
He's not even looking. He has no idea. And then suddenly, he's just getting clobbered. He got clobbered. And did you see this?
Yes.
Stephon Diggs Pro Bowl video.
Everybody go vote.
Getting here didn't happen by chance. Growing up in Maryland, a fire burned inside. A dream. Play on the big field.
And you reach to the defense, and he makes the catch.
And I realized early on, just because you love something, didn't mean you can have it. That greatness, it wasn't given away. Greatness has to be taken. It has to be fought for, day after day. The pain will come before the glory. I just had to be patient and wait my turn.
With the 10th pick of the 5th round, Elizabeth Vikings
touchdown, Stephon Diggs.
Then show them.
Wide receiver from Maryland.
Show everyone.
Touchdown, Stephon Diggs.
Getting here didn't happen by chance. And neither will getting there.
Coming up, Teddy and Diggs play Words with Teammates Extreme, but next, Everson hits a high note in Vikings karaoke.
Vikings Connected is presented by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Minnesota Vikings and proud sponsor of U.S. Bank Stadium, by Verizon, founding partner of U.S. Bank Stadium, and by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the NFL, and your Minnesota Vikings.
Well, Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. This is Chris Hockey. My name's Aaron Newberg. We're back in a big way, and we're back with Vikings karaoke.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I tell you, we filmed this before the season. It is with the great Everson Griffin. He is a great singer. He's got a lot of range. Check this out.
Yep, that's right. Hyundai Santa Fe. Pepsi's for you to drink if you're thirsty and your voice wears out on you, you know?
Yep, we got cameras, GoPros everywhere.
Everywhere. What city are you from? Where you at?
Avondale. Avondale, Arizona. Small town.
It's a small high school growing up playing football in a small school?
Agafria.
Like how many kids?
I don't know. 2,000?
That's not many, man. Really?
No, I don't know.
You're the only kid that ever make it in the pro sports in your high school?
Randall McDaniel went to my high school, and we both got drafted to the same team.
That guy is my hero.
Yeah.
Randall McDaniel. No kidding.
He set all the records, and then, he got drafted here in Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, Pro Bowler.
Is the best guy that did it forever.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The best guard that ever played.
Ever played.
Yeah. Did you do anything besides play football growing up?
I did everything. Baseball. Yeah. See, when I tell people I play baseball, they look at my side and say, no way.
Yeah.
But I played baseball. That was my first love, you know. All my people from Avondale, you know what's up.
Yeah.
They know I played baseball. I was good, but I don't know.
So what kind of tunes are we picking out today to jam to?
I don't know.
Before we do that, are you a singer? Would you consider yourself a singer?
A singer.
Yeah. You got a voice on you.
I don't know. My mom, she always loved some music, you know what I'm saying? She's a jam, you know. She was the Al Green lady. So let's bump that good old.
Yeah, now we're talking.
That good old Al Green.
Do this for mom. That's awesome.
Love and happiness. Yeah.
Listen to that.
Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Love.
Listen to you now. All right. Here we go.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
That jam right there.
Love and happiness.
She be like this.
Oh, that's what I wish I could play right there.
Make me do right. Yeah. Love will make you do wrong. Yeah. Make you come home early.
Come on.
I'll make you stay all night long. Wow, love. Wait a minute. Let me tell you. Talking together.
You're the Reverend from now on. That's, that is your nickname from now on. You're the Reverend. Come on. Done.
I didn't know you had that in you, man.
Yeah, I said amen, brother.
Amen, the Reverend.
Amen.
Stay tuned. Everson plays us his pregame hype music in part two of Vikings Karaoke. But next, it's Words with Teammates Extreme with Teddy B and Stephon D.
Back to the wrestler, the ball guy.
He drink?
Yeah, with the beers.
What's his name? Then,
boom.
Yeah.
And when he come out, it's like glass breaking.
Welcome back to Vikings Connected. My name is Chris Hockey. This is Aaron Newberg. We are back in a very big way.
We sure are. Words with Teammates is back. And if you noticed, Teddy was back on the sidelines this past Thursday.
So good.
So we thought it would be fun to show you his round with teammate Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, we filmed this right before the season started.
I'm Stephon Diggs.
I'm Teddy Bridgewater. And we're playing.
I'm Stephon Diggs.
I'm Teddy Bridgewater, and we're playing for breast cancer awareness. So my boy, you know.
Gotta make it happen, dog.
You know, I'm good at setting a good example, so I'll go first. For round one, we're going with sports.
I'm about to get confused.
WWF, ball head.
Hulk Hogan?
No. Boom.
Triple H?
No, man. Oh, my goodness. 72-10, the Bulls, starting center.
Scottie Pippen?
No, man.
Oh, no.
Crazy hat, earrings.
Oh, Dennis Rodman.
Thank you. Nike, DeAnthony Thomas, the school we went to.
Oh, Oregon.
And
football?
No, and the mascot.
Oh, Duck, Oregon Duck.
All right. Johnny Manziel won the...
Heisman.
All right. Track event with the... and you got it.
Pull up.
There it is. WWF, Kane's brother.
Undertaker.
There it is. The game that I be blowing you out in on the PlayStation
Madden.
4.
Hey, at least he knows.
Hey, back to the wrestler, ball guy.
He drink?
Yeah, with the beers.
What's his name?
Then, boom.
Yeah.
And when he come out, it's like glass breaking. Stick the middle finger.
I know. I just remember his name.
Oh, my goodness.
What was his name?
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh, my God, man.
You should have said something like, it's Texas.
WWE, you gotta get that. You gotta get that off the rip.
Damn, I wish I would have got Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Heisman Trophy was real easy.
Yeah.
The Undertaker was easy, even though it's not really Kane's brother. But
I just knew he was
growing up,
about
I thought
that.
It was. You know what I mean? Big wrestling fan. Oregon Ducks.
That was sweet.
And Dennis Rodman. It took you kind of bummed on that
time. Yeah, yeah, I almost lost us the game with that.
Starting center, bro, for the Bulls?
I don't know. The one who got all the rebounds with 0 points? Gotcha, you should have said that.
Come on, bro.
I'm ready. Yeah, let's do food.
Food.
Make sure we edit that.
Said, give me food. Food.
For round two, we're going to do food. Maryland, we famous for these. Like, you go there, everybody eat these.
I'm not from Maryland.
You eat them.
Spaghetti.
You eat them. They crawl. They in the ocean.
Crabs.
Uh-huh.
Crab legs.
Uh-huh. Birthday. Say it. Finish
Crab
it.
Crab leg party.
Next. Oh, they get some double cheese. Everybody take them off their double cheeseburger. Like, I don't like these. On their
pickles.
Double cheese. Yeah, there we go. No, you can't get this one. Nobody's going to get this. Oh, you get caught in your teeth when you chew them like this. It's a candy. It's a certain kind. Like, it's a... Oh, my God. Everybody go here to get this ice cream. And if it's snowing
cooking
outside,
cream.
It's a bad storm.
A blizzard.
Yeah, but what kind?
You gotta give me a flavor.
King, if it was a king, what's the opposite of a king?
Dairy Queen Blue.
There we go. All right. People eat these flaming hot. Flaming
Cheetos.
Hot. There we go. All right. And make your pee stink.
Asparagus.
There we go. Boom. All right. Maryland, we famous for these.
Cold crab leg.
Uh-uh. Just say crab.
Crab cake.
There we go.
Can you go?
All right, honey. Let me tell you what you did. I didn't know how to describe fruit salad.
Oh, my.
What you gonna say?
Nah, okay, okay.
All right, you're not gonna get this. I don't know how we gonna say jelly donut. Tell me how you gonna say jelly donut.
Opposite of peanut butter.
Jelly donut?
Opposite of peanut butter, dog.
Jelly.
Yeah, then you come up with something for donut. What else we got?
Oh my, you wasn't gonna get black licorice. Nah. You can hang that up. You didn't give me this one. You gotta give me this one. And I went like this.
It gets stuck between your teeth?
Yeah, dots. And then I went like this. Dots.
Nah, bro.
All right, you got that one. Actually, that was straight.
No, bro. That was awful.
You did not help me, dog. Crab, I ain't from Maryland. I was like this.
You should have just.
But you knew crab.
Uh-huh. Birthday cake. You tried to say
I tried
that.
To say, I said, birthday. You said, what did you say? Celebrate.
I'm about to get it in like 5 seconds. Easy. I know my movies.
I know my movies, too.
It's a movie. Superman versus Batman.
Oh, yeah, man.
I told you, man. It's on me. All right.
Song.
All right.
Two words. Five. Gold all in my chain. Gold digger.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Who's it by?
Oh, we needed that part too?
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is. Oh, damn, that was good.
Gotta capitalize on opportunities, man.
Yes. It should all.
Too many missed opportunities right there. You know, that'll get you beat. So hopefully you did good enough. And, bounce back strong.
Back tomorrow.
So it's four quarters.
Whoever goes after us, y'all need to make harder cards. Bye, y'all.
Next up, Everson is back showing Chris his pregame routine in the Hyundai Santa Fe.
Also like I'm starving, boy, what I gotta eat. I get it out the mug. Yeah, yeah.
Vikings Connected is presented by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Minnesota Vikings and proud sponsor of U.S. Bank Stadium, by Verizon, founding partner of U.S. Bank Stadium, and by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the NFL, and your Minnesota Vikings.
Besides football, man, that's fun. Like, what do you do with the kids and with your wife?
You know, we go bowling sometimes. We watch movies. You know, we chill, we relax. You know, during season, you know, it's busy. You know, every single day for me. So massages to and treatment and just getting your body worked on so you can be play at the highest level. But
sure.
You know, we got a boat, so
nice.
We got on the boat a few times, and you know, it's fun. You know, we just. You know, Minnesota is good to raise a family, so that's why we like it. You know, she's from here, so but it's nice.
See, you're right. We were talking before we started this. You don't go anywhere hardly during the off season because you love it here so much, man. But also, it's hard to travel with little ones. I get that.
Yeah, and they can be a pain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing about being a parent?
I think the challenges. You know, even at the young ages they are, they challenge, man. They keep you on your toes because they're smart. You know what I'm saying? And as they get older, they only become smarter because you're going to supply them with the best education that you can. So
you the mean dad or are you the good guy? Is mom the mean one or are you the mean one?
I'm the mean one.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I love that role. It's all right.
I'm definitely not. I'm the teddy bear.
You are?
Yeah, my daughter gets away with everything. I don't have any money at all, literally, because of my daughter right now. Do you listen to music before a game?
Yeah. You want to see what I listen to before a game?
Yeah, I do. I want to know what you listen to before a game.
You really do?
I do. I want to know.
You want to know?
I want to know.
It's going to cuss.
Give it to me.
Boulevard man like a winner, Maserati. Booby black gun and man is still a catch a body. And if you f*** around with razor, I'm out my body. Sideways. Coopy out my body. Whole click pull up and dead. On our body. And you ever disrespect it, then it's kamikaze. I just be with me a shit.
That's what I do. Come on, I work on my hands before I go out there.
I feel like Johnny Gotti.
Put your hands on when you talking to me, bitch.
Yeah. Elbow tight.
It ain't the city. one hit, I feel like John Gotti. Need a
to sit on. You want to hear something else?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to give you something for you.
This is what we want to know.
Right here.
Work on my moves, and right before the game, I listen like this, and I work on.
Yeah, now I feel like when we get out of the car, I should probably go in a different direction, because I feel like you're going to take me out at the knees right now. I feel like you're going to, like, smack my head like I had a helmet on and leave me laying on the ground somewhere with my teeth near me. I sort of want to tackle whoever that is in that car right there.
Well, that's Lester.
That's Lester. I definitely want to tackle Lester right now.
I want Lester to come and listen to this song with us.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to flag him down. Hold on, let me see if I can catch him. Right on, man.
All right, man. That was fun, great, dude. Huh?
Thank you, man. It's good to get to know you a little bit.
Was that good?
Oh, that was really good, man. That was going to be good. People are going to love this.
All right.
That is Vikings karaoke with Everson Griffin right there.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah.
A little pass rush move, a little old school. I want you to jam it up.
Get out and slap the car and, like, knock it over.
Rip
all this stuff off, right?
Yes.
So what'd you think?
I thought it was amazing.
I told you he could sing.
And you told me he had a good range.
Yeah.
I mean, he went from pretty emotional to pretty hardcore real
now
quick.
Now we're all riled up, aren't we?
Yeah, I like that. He did a great job.
We forgot to get Nick Swartzen again. He's in the back room.
Next week, maybe?
So sorry, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go down to Jacksonville.
Let's
bring home a big W.
Great job this time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
See you next week.